This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Elementary Level. Paper DD116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box that shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What is Anna's favourite fruit? Is it apples?
Well, she likes apples and bananas, but she loves strawberries best. She eats them a lot. She doesn't like cherries. B.
What time does the concert start? Is it at 8 o'clock?
No, it begins at 8:30. We need to leave home at 7 if we want to arrive early.
OK.
C.
Which instrument is Joe learning to play?
Well, he wanted to learn the piano, but his mum wanted him to learn the guitar.
So, what did he decide? Not the drums.
He's learning the flute. It's easy to carry to school. D.
What was the weather like on Saturday?
It wasn't very cold, and it was quite sunny. But we couldn't play tennis.
Why not?
It was very windy. It was too difficult to hit the ball. E.
How much did Catherine pay for her shoes? I saw them in the shop for £50.
I know, but she got them for half price. She only paid £25.
Wow, that's cheap. Mine cost over £40.
F.
What's Jamie doing?
He's ill, so he can't play football today.
Is he in bed?
No, he's watching TV. He couldn't sleep.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What is Anna's favourite fruit? Is it apples?
Well, she likes apples and bananas, but she loves strawberries best. She eats them a lot. She doesn't like cherries. B.
What time does the concert start? Is it at 8 o'clock?
No, it begins at 8:30. We need to leave home at 7 if we want to arrive early.
OK.
C.
Which instrument is Joe learning to play?
Well, he wanted to learn the piano, But his mum wanted him to learn the guitar.
So, what did he decide? Not the drums.
He's learning the flute. It's easy to carry to school. D.
What was the weather like on Saturday?
It wasn't very cold, and it was quite sunny. But we couldn't play tennis.
Why not?
It was very windy. It was too difficult to hit the ball. E.
How much did Catherine pay for her shoes? I saw them in the shop for £50.
I know, but she got them for half price. She only paid £25.
Wow, that's cheap. Mine cost over £40.
F.
What's Jamie doing?
He's ill, so he can't play football today.
Is he in bed?
No, he's watching TV. He couldn't sleep.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about jeans and write the missing words in the spaces given.
In 1853, a young German called Levi Strauss went to work in San Francisco. Levi worked hard. He sold thick material to make tents. One day, a miner told Levi that he couldn't find trousers that were strong enough to wear in the gold mines. Levi made some trousers out of his thick material, and soon all the miners wanted to buy them. The problem was that the trousers were very heavy and uncomfortable. Levi went to France to look for a material which was strong but soft, and he found Serge Denim. The Americans called it denim. But now there was another problem. Denim was white, and miners didn't like the colour. Their work was very dirty, so white trousers were a bad idea. Levi changed the colour of the denim to dark blue. The gold miners loved them, but American men who did many different jobs started wearing them too. Since the Second World War, jeans have been popular with men, women and children all over the world.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
In 1853, a young German called Levi Strauss went to work in San Francisco. Levi worked hard. He sold thick material to make tents. One day, a miner told Levi that he couldn't find trousers that were strong enough to wear in the gold mines. Levi made some trousers out of his thick material, and soon all the miners wanted to buy them. The problem was that the trousers were very heavy and uncomfortable. Levi went to France to look for a material which was strong but soft. And he found serge de Nîmes. The Americans called it denim. But now there was another problem. Denim was white, and miners didn't like the colour. Their work was very dirty, so white trousers were a bad idea. Levi changed the colour of the denim to dark blue. The gold miners loved them. But American men who did many different jobs started wearing them too. Since the Second World War, jeans have been popular with men, women and children all over the world.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about Jessica Ennis and decide if the sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
British sportswoman Jessica Ennis was born in Sheffield on the 28th of January 1986. Her father, who was from Jamaica, could run fast as a child. Her mother, from the north of England, was quite good at jumping. But her parents were not professional athletes. Jessica has one sister, called Carmel. Carmel is younger than Jessica. When Jessica was 10, her parents took her to join a sports club. They found that she was good at several sports. She won her first prize, a new pair of trainers. At the club, she met Tony Minichiello, who became her athletics coach. He is still her coach today. Jessica decided to do the heptathlon because it has 7 different sports. She started winning important competitions and became famous. She couldn't go to the Beijing Olympics in 2008 because she had a problem with her right foot. But she won a gold medal in the London Olympics in 2012. She is now married with a baby boy. But she is getting ready to run in the 2016 Rio Olympics and hopes to win.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
British sportswoman Jessica Ennis was born in Sheffield on the 28th of January 1986. Her father, who was from Jamaica, could run fast as a child. Her mother, from the north of England, was quite good at jumping. But her parents were not professional athletes. Jessica has one sister, called Carmel. Carmel is younger than Jessica. When Jessica was 10, her parents took her to join a sports club. They found that she was good at several sports. She won her first prize, a new pair of trainers. At the club, she met Tony Minichiello, who became her athletics coach. He is still her coach today. Jessica decided to do the heptathlon because it has 7 different sports. She started winning important competitions and became famous. She couldn't go to the Beijing Olympics in 2008 because she had a problem with her right foot. But she won a gold medal in the London Olympics in 2012. She is now married with a baby boy. But she is getting ready to run in the 2016 Rio Olympics and hopes to win.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.